Hello and welcome to eBible Fellowship's Evening Bible Studies with your speaker, Chris McCann. If you'd like more information or to hear more studies, visit our website at www.ebiblefellowship.com. And now with your evening Bible study, here's Chris McCann.
Good evening and welcome to eBible Fellowship's Bible Study in the Book of Revelation. Tonight is study number 29 of Revelation chapter 9, and we're going to be reading Revelation 9 verses 15 and 16. It says there, "And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. And I heard the number of them." In our last study, we were discussing the four messengers who were bound in the great river Euphrates and then loosed. And we saw how that points to God's elect. The four angels or messengers are typifying the elect who were bound to sin and to Satan in this world, which Babylon typifies, and God saved them, thereby loosing them all, and it says that they were prepared. Actually, the tense in the Greek is better translated it as having been prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, because they were God's elect, predestinated to salvation from before the foundation of the world, and therefore they had been prepared as the works of Christ were finished from the foundation of the world. All necessary preparation was made for their salvation, and it was only a matter of the applying of that redemption through the hearing of the Word of God, which God accomplished when He sent forth His Word in a mighty way during the little season of the Great Tribulation, especially that last about 17 years of the latter rain. And all over the earth, God's people were prepared for the hearing of that message, and God used it to save them. And as a result of their salvation, which completed God's overall salvation program, that is, He saved everyone that He had intended to save, this brought them forth to slay the third part of men. Immediately on the date of May 21, 2011, all those within the churches, which at that time numbered about 2 billion people, the third part of men were slain because there was no more salvation. And so God's saints, the holy angels, as they're also referred to, were instrumental in bringing about the judgment and the slaying of the third part, those who profess to be Christians in the churches and congregations. Well, we're going to move on to verse 16 now, where it says, "And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. Well, first of all, let's ask the question, where did these horsemen come from? The 200,000,000. Where did they come from? God was just speaking of four messengers. And suddenly, this 200 million, that's what 200,000,000 are, came into view out of the blue, out of nothing. No, not out of nothing. They didn't just suddenly appear. God was just talking about them. They are the four messengers. They are those that were bound in the great river Euphrates. They are the great multitude that come out of great tribulation. And here God is speaking of them as an army of horsemen. And that's no surprise, because in Revelation chapter 19, and in that chapter, God also is describing Judgment Day. as the Lord Jesus is seated upon a white horse and going forth to judgment. And it says in verse 14 of Revelation chapter 19, "And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean." Well, there they are, the armies in heaven that are clothed in fine linen. A little earlier in this same chapter of Revelation 19, God says that the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. It is all of God's elect, and they're called armies in heaven, and they are riding upon horses. And that is exactly the image we have in Revelation chapter 9, verse 16. "And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. And again, that smooth transition from four messengers to 200 million horsemen was seamless because they are synonymous. They're both describing the same thing. And this is an enormous army of God, an enormous army, especially when we consider armies today or armies at any time through history. If you have a 1 million man army, you have a great army. If you would have 10 million in your army, as possibly maybe the Chinese do, you have an incredibly enormous army. And yet here, God is speaking of 200 million that are in the army of God. Well, what about that number, 200 million? Can we trust it? First of all, is that an accurate number? Is 200,000,000 an accurate translation? Well, we find in the Greek, and I'll read it literally, this is what the Greek says, duo, and that duo, of course, is two, duo moriades, moriadon. And in the English rendering of moriades and moriadon, it would be moriads of moriadons, or to pronounce it in a way we understand it, myriads of myriads, two myriads of myriads. And what is exactly a myriad? Well, how can we define that but by turning to the Bible, like we define anything else? The Bible is its own dictionary. God defines his own terms. And so we find this word myriad. It's Strong's number 3461. And let's look at a few places where this word is used. In Acts chapter 19, it says in verse 19, "Many of them also, which use curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver." Now here, we don't see it in the English, but in the Greek, this would be pente myriads, or pente five. That's the Greek word for five. Pente ten thousands. And the King James translators translate that as 50,000. Five times 10,000, you get 50,000 pieces of silver. And so that is consistent with the translation in Revelation 9. Myriad here is translated as 10,000. Now in Jude 14, it's also found in Jude 14 and verse 14, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints." And again, This is a translation of that same Greek word, and it's also translated as 10,000s. So far it's consistent. It's not always translated that way. In a couple of instances, it's translated as innumerable company. In one instance, it's translated as thousands, but the majority of time it's translated as 10,000s. In Revelation chapter 5, in Revelation 5, verse 11, we have identical Greek wording as we have in Revelation 9:16. The Greek words, myriadus of myriadon, are identical here. And it says in Revelation 5, verse 11, "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands." Now, the thousands of thousands is another word, and what is identical is 10,000 times 10,000. And that is where we get the number 200 million, where it says duo in Revelation 9:16, duo myriad of myriads, or 10,000 times 10,000. And 10,000 times 10,000 is 100 million, but 2 times that would be 200 million. And so Revelation 5:11 agrees with Revelation 9:16 that it is a correct translation. Now, we have a little bit more evidence, because Strong's 3461 is derived from Strong's number 3463. And this is a very closely related word to myriad, and it is found 3 times in the New Testament. And in each instance, it's translated as 10,000. In Matthew chapter 18, it says in verse 24, "And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents." In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians 4:15, it says, "For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. In Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel." And one last place, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 19, "Yet in the church I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue." So there we have the related word that is always translated 10,000, and we have our particular word that is translated as 10,000, I think, 4 times out of 6 or 7 instances. And that is more than ample evidence to conclude, from searching how this word is used, that it is correctly translated by the King James translators as 200,000 or 200 million. Now, let's put it this way, if this were the only place that myriads of myriads were translated 200 million, and everywhere else we found translated innumerable company or something similar, then we might have a case to say, well, it should be translated that way in this verse. But when a word, when God is using a word and repeats the same translation in several other places, we have no biblical justification for coming to this place where it's used in a similar way, and then saying, well, it shouldn't be translated that way. We can't do that. The King James translators were excellent. God moved them in several instances to translate this word as 10,000 times 10,000, and that is how it should be. The number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. There are 200 million horsemen in view in this verse. Now, what does that mean? Why is God giving us this number? Well, it could be that God is giving us the actual number of all those that he intends to save. Now, one good reason for this, or one good explanation for the 200 million, is because it is about a tenth of all those that are found in, that were found in the churches at the time that the Great Tribulation ended and God completed saving all of his elect. There are about 2 billion in the churches, and 200 million is about a tenth of that, indicating that even though God gave up the population of the church of 2 billion, yet he spared what could be considered a tenth. Now, a verse that seems to agree with that kind of idea is found in Amos chapter 5, and it says in Amos 5, in verse 1, hear ye this word which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall no more rise. She is forsaken upon her land. There is none to raise her up. In other words, God is saying, I have judged the house of Israel, the house of God, the corporate body. But then notice in verse 3, for thus saith the Lord Jehovah, the city that went out by 1,000 shall leave 100, and that which went forth by 100 shall leave 10, to the house of Israel. And this reference to the house of Israel is the spiritual Israel of God. And so God appears to be saying here, I have judged the corporate church that numbered 1,000, but she will leave 100, which is 10%. I have judged the corporate church which numbered 100, but she shall leave 10, which is 10%. And so it fits with Revelation 9:16's number that God has judged the corporate church, which numbers about 2 billion, by the time that Judgment Day rolled around on May 21, 2011, yet I have spared or left 200 million. And so that would be some of the evidence pointing to an actual number that God here is indicating that he did save a great multitude. But isn't it a great multitude that no man can number? And if God gives us the number of 200 million, well, then doesn't that go contrary to that idea that no man can number it? Well, no, there is no problem there at all, because no man is coming up with this number. This is a number coming from the Bible, and God wrote the Bible. This is the Word of God. God is doing the numbering, not man. We're just finding what he has stated. It's not like church rolls and figures that of how many are in this denomination compared to that denomination and how many members churches have. This is a number that comes from the Bible and therefore from God. And therefore it is not a problem. It's not a difficulty at all for God to give us the number that would be consistent with no man can number. But let's also look at one other thing, though, As it says here in Revelation 9:16, the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. And I heard the number of them. Now, the Apostle John, who is being given this divine revelation, is stressing, he's emphasizing the number. It is a reinforcing of the number. It's correct. It is the number that I heard. But it also reminds us of what was stated back in Revelation chapter 7. In Revelation 7, there were the four messengers, and they were told, hurt not the earth in verse 3, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And then it says in verse 4, and I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Now, here we have the similar phrase, and I heard the number of them, just as we find in our verse in Revelation 9, verse 16. The 200 million number is given, and then the statement is made, and I heard the number of them. Well, likewise, I heard the number of them which were sealed, and a number is then given of 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Now, in this instance, in this case, we do not think the 144,000 is literal. It's just too neat. It's 12,000 of 12 tribes totaling 144,000. It seems to be too low of a number, as the 144,000 here, the 12,000 of 12 tribes, is representing all those saved during the church age. And the church age lasted almost 2,000 years. It just seems like a very, very low number if it were literal. We know that not as many as previously thought became saved during the church age, but certainly not this few. Not when 3,000 were saved on the day of Pentecost, and that would not leave very much salvation at all for the 1955 years of the church age. And so we think that this is a parabolic, or it's a figure that God is using to typify those saved that numbered more than 144,000 during the church age. So that causes us to have a little bit of caution, and I think it prevents us from saying absolutely that the 200 million are a literal number. It doesn't cause us to say that the 200 million must also be symbolic or figurative. No, we have some evidence that indicates the 200 million is an actual number, and there seems to be no reason why that couldn't be an actual number, but we must have a bit of caution and say that there is the possibility that it might be a symbolic number. Although we also know that God speaks of a great multitude coming out of great tribulation, and that is language that is encouraging us to expect a very large number of individuals being saved. And that also agrees with this idea of 200 million. But anyway, that's as far as we'll be able to take this verse for right now. Thank you for joining us in our nightly Bible study in the book of Revelation. Please be with us again next time as we continue in our study of Revelation chapter 9.
Thanks for joining us for eBible Fellowship's Evening Bible Studies. You can hear these studies Monday through Friday over Paltalk, Skype, eBible Fellowship's webcast audio, or over your phone. For more information or to hear other studies, visit www.ebiblefellowship.com. Until our next study, may the Lord's perfect will be done.